Mr. Brown, I know you were talking about how you had to be a part of the negotiation for the urban renewal as far as the compensation was concerned for the houses that, you know, the population was moving out of. Can you explain that process, please?
The bulk of the cases that I remember that I was involved in would be dealing with the churches located within the urban renewal area, because they were the actual owners. I didn't represent anybody who was a tenant because they had no standing anyway.
The actual owners of the houses, were they black or were they white?
Bulk of them were white absentee landlords, and they either got their own lawyers satisfied with whatever the city made an offer to. Our position was that we would try to get just compensation on the fair market value for the property that the city was taking. And many times we'd get our own appraisers and compare our appraisers with those that the city appraisers made. And a number of times we'd negotiate or go to a hearing and have a commissioner decide how much. And as I recall, sometimes we even went to on the jury trial. I can't remember right offhand now. That's been a long time ago. But we tried to get the best compensation for the property and wanted it on an equal basis for whatever anybody else was getting.
At any time, did you ever feel that any of those verdicts from the hearing were unfair?
No, naturally we felt if we didn't get what we wanted, we'd be sometimes disappointed. Sometimes we would be asking for more than we figured we would get. So it was a negotiating kind of thing anyway that we do ordinarily all the time. You might ask for more than you expect to get. Sometimes you got more than you expected. Sometimes you got less.
Okay, well, is there anything you'd like to add about Brooklyn and the urban renewal? And I understand that you felt that it was, that the, well, first I want to get your perception. What was your perception looking at Brooklyn? What did you think about Brooklyn as a community?
As I said, Brooklyn was an area made up of, well, a mixed number of people, but the bulk of them were tenants, and they were living in substandard houses and everything else. Now, some of the areas, the blocks or streets might have had black-owned, good housing, but they were surrounded by other kind of slum housing, so it was a process of cleaning up a whole area, but it relocated people, which was the thing that brought out the complaints about it, but those were complaints by people who were tenants rather than landlords.
What are the lessons that we can learn from this urban renewal process? Can you think of any?
I really can't now. That's been such a long time ago. But whatever process that involves the relocation of human beings, got to be treated, people who are affected got to be treated like human beings. And we can always learn from the past to improve the future.
Thank you. Very well said. One last question, though. I understand that, you know, James Ross, I don't know if you ever heard of James Ross. He feels that the Brooklyn, there's a lot of healing that needs to go on within the Brooklyn community. The displacement itself bore such a psychological burden to the population in Brooklyn. And I was wondering, what were your thoughts, if you have any, on compensation or a factor of healing that the Brooklyn community can actually try to attain in order to help smooth their conscience about the city?
You got to remember now, you're talking about 40 years ago, and the people who lived here and were affected then are long gone other places, and some are not even living now. So I don't know of any healing process that could be taking place now that would would have any effect on what took place 40 years ago. The Brooklyn community does not exist anymore, not as a Brooklyn community. Now it's high-rises and hotels, and it's not a community. 40 years ago, it was a black community. That doesn't exist now. It was wiped out long years ago.
Okay, Mr. Brown, I want to thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you sharing your experiences with me. Thank you very much.